It's a means of identifying the vehicle and the registered owner, but it also does a few other things. Number one, to get those plates renewed, it ensures that there are no personal property taxes or sales taxes outstanding. Additionally, to renew a plate, many of those vehicles are required to go through a safety inspection. So it's a chance to provide a safety inspection as well as verify insurance. I've heard repeatedly about the revenue savings, and it does sound that if you're paying $1 million for two, then you should only pay $500,000 for one. But from my conversations with the Department of Revenue, they buy materials in bulk so that to buy a lesser amount of materials is going to increase the price of those materials. Right now, the Department of Revenue has a number of plates that they have ordered in duplicate, and so those plates are now stockpiled, and that would be something that they would have to deal with in terms of getting rid of one of those plates. As an enforcement tool, the Highway Patrol believes that you'll meet more vehicles than you follow. So by meeting those, you get a chance to identify more vehicles than you actually come up behind. With that in mind, for law enforcement as well as for witnesses, that's a 50% reduction in the chance to identify a vehicle. Those identity is necessary when it comes to Amber Alert, stolen vehicles, security cameras, and other things of that nature. Additionally, there's new technology out there right now that many departments are going to, which are called license plate readers. And I know I read an article recently from the Kansas City area. With that technology, we're going to reduce the chance that they can capture that plate by 50% also.
And let's explain that. Do you all have that capability?
We do.
Okay, and for everybody's information, my understanding is that without the officer being involved, the recognition equipment runs a plate. Every time it meets a plate, it runs a plate. Sir. The information I've had, that it's done a great job in picking up stolen cars, and it's, you know, it runs a plate, and if there's a problem, then it alerts the officer. And so I think that, you know, there seems to be a lot of popularity within the legislature to go to single plate, but I think that we pay a cost when we do that.
Certainly in terms of enforcement, I testified last year in committee to the number of citations written for expired license plate. Of course, that was only under 301.020, which says that the owner of a motor vehicle shall register that vehicle annually. If by chance there's another person driving that vehicle who is not the owner, then it's written under another charge code. Well, the information I gave, which essentially said for the past 4 years about 14,000 arrests, those numbers have gone up dramatically when you include the other violations. And to make it just a quick point, we worked with the Department of Revenue to coming up with a configuration where the first letter, alpha character of the license plate, corresponds with the month of issue. Since we've done that, the number of arrests have gone up. In fact, in 2010, we've written 28,000 summonses for license plate violations of different ones. And this isn't about those, but more about what it does.
Any questions for him?
That was Senator Bartle's idea to do away with the one license plate, and it was attached to an omnibus bill that I carried last year. Interestingly enough, right when that amendment went on my bill, before this discussion started, my staff called all the other states that only have one license plate and called the highway patrols and asked them what problems they had as far as enforcement with one plate, and not one of them said that they had any of these problems that we seem to envision. Now that may change now that they've had a talking to by various people, but off the cuff question, nobody seemed to have had a problem.